take the old man from next door.
Obsessed with a fear of losing his mind,
he soon couldn't take care of himself anymore.
He had no friends or relatives
to look after him.
Only once a week,
some illness dropped him.
He was found in his bed, dehydrated, unconscious as he was.
They brought him to a different place.
We've never heard of him since.
He lived alone in his house for most of his life, and I wouldn't be surprised
died the day they put him in a room with people he'd never seen before.
He had a wild garden behind his house, beautiful and dark. Woodpeckers and squirrels lived there, and hedgehogs and mice and martins. Hazelnut and trees and wild strawberries grew, and cherries and apples and pears. Currants of red and black, all hidden in his private place. In the safety of the shadows, the fragile fern slept. Among the winding paths, the wild flowers met. Snowdrops nodded their little heads in spring, forgetting in us and all kinds of things of which you do not know the names. And of course there was ivy everywhere.
Dead birds from sin.